power, power, our incessant need. We've been churning up the landscape to extract coal, oil, and gas to combust with air, generating heat that can drive a turbine and make electricity, or heat that drives hot gases directly to push pistons in our car engines. We can engineer the process of combustion to create electrical or mechanical power with an efficiency of 20 to 40% relative to the amount of heat liberated. Our atmosphere is also a huge heat engine. Differences in heating drive the winds, along with solar energy, heating water bodies to evaporate water, which later condenses in clouds to liberate vast amounts of heat. Efficiency rises with the differences in temperature between the hot part of the system and the cooler part. Differences in the air are modest, so the atmosphere as a heat engine runs at only about 5% efficiency. Still, there's a vast release of energy in wind that we now tap with wind turbines. It's the cheapest way to make electricity, along with direct capture of radiant energy in solar photovoltaic cells. These sources now even top hydropower from dams as sources of renewable energy. We let the atmosphere do the work and we tap it. Sure, we use far more area with turbines than mines and wells for fossil fuels, but we don't foreclose our climate's future this way. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.